Hola, compadres. I am so glad we are back here with 15 Minutes with Frank, which lately has been more like 20 Minutes with Frank, but we're all friends here, right? We all like having a good time. It's all good. No one cares. We just like to have this time together to be able to chat about student ministry, hang out with one another, just have a good time. You know what I'm saying? That's what I like to do. I like to these mornings when I get to get in front of my microphone and kind of process what I did the night before or a couple nights before, depending on when I actually record it. This has been helpful for me, and so hopefully it's been helpful for you. And if you find ways that can be more helpful, please hit me up. You can hit me up on Facebook, Instagram, Pastor_Tanks. Message me, email me. I would love to hear more about your thoughts about the podcast and about stuff I'm doing, stuff that you're doing. Just if you want to just be my friend, just message me and say, hey, Frank, can we be friends? Can we wear matching t-shirts? I'll say, let's do it. Let's wear matching t-shirts. Let's get through it. Let's get to it together. So anyways, before I go any further, let me begin by saying this. If you haven't subscribed to the podcast on iTunes, you should subscribe to the email newsletter that's found on my website. And if you know a youth pastor, right, that's like, hey, youth pastors talk to each other. Hey, are there any podcasts that you listen to about youth ministry? Be like, yeah, there's this one called 15 Minutes with Frank. He's funny. He's cool. He has a great beard. You should check it out. That would mean the world to me. The world to me. Anyways, so let's get this started. I want to talk to you about what I'm doing this week because this past week, this upcoming week is going to be crazy. I'm speaking at a Christian school that has this thing called Spiritual Enrichment Week. And basically, for 3 days, they have chapel back to back to back. And like, usually they have chapel once a week, but now they're having chapel three days in a row. And they bring in a speaker. And this is my third time they're bringing me in to do Spiritual Enrichment Week. And it's so much fun. I love doing it. These kids are great. It's about like 260 kids or so. They're so fun. I love them. But it's a lot of work to come up with three sermons for a week long, Spiritual Enrichment Week. So anyways, when I get done with this, I got to get grinding on making sure that my sermons are nice and crispy for this private school. So let's talk about what I did this past weekend. All right. So we had we opened up our time with, first we had our leadership meeting, and we always have our leadership meeting. Next week I could tell you about what I'm doing, the secret thing I told you from my last meeting. Oh, dude, I cannot wait. I cannot wait to tell you about it. Actually, there's another podcast that mentioned it, so I feel like I wouldn't be in trouble if I talked about it. But just to be safe, I'm not going to talk about it because I don't want to get in trouble. So anyways, hopefully next week it'll be out, this new youth ministry thing that's super dope that I got like early access to, and I want you guys to hear about it because my leaders love it. They're growing, and it's just so dope. So dope. Anyways, so we had our leader meeting, and I'll talk about my leader meeting in a second because I want to share kind of like what I do at every single leader meeting. So I'll talk about that in a second. But then the doors open, and then I actually made a snack. Sometimes I'm like, I want to save money. I want to just kind of flex my baking skills. So I made this like peanut butter and chocolate snack. Maybe I'll put the link in the show notes so you can get the recipe. It's a killer snack, and it's pretty affordable, but like it's kind of hard sometimes because like peanut butter is involved, and peanut butter is a difficult product to deal with. So anyways, it was a chocolate peanut butter bars type of thing, and it's like five ingredients, and I liked it, and I know a couple people like it. Some people thought it was too sweet, but that could be my fault because I did add a lot of powdered sugar. But it was fun to make, and the kids, I think, enjoyed it. They were all gone at the end, so that was good. So we did another video, a funny video called Leaders Riding in Cars with Frank. And man, like this has been, like the kids love these videos. They're so silly and they get to know the leaders and it's good for them to like kind of like put a, you know, a personality to a face and that type of stuff. So I did it with one of my leader guys and we rode in a car. I took him to a breakfast place, which I ultimately took him to a to a Speedway gas station to buy like breakfast, like gross gas station breakfast. It was really funny. I asked him silly questions. We ended up singing Good Good Father in Spanish together. It was so dumb. And then, I won't say it. I'll let you watch it. It's online. I'll put the link in the show notes. You can watch the video and then you'll see the silly ending of it all. But man, I'm not just promoting this because I'm doing it. I'm saying this because I think it's a killer idea. And I think it's a way to showcase your volunteer leaders to the rest of the students in your ministry, and it's not that difficult. And I'm sure some of you guys who are listening to this have better like cameras and better like production and ideas than even I do. And so I think this is a cool, silly way to get your students to know leaders who they may not normally associate with, or even leaders they do know but kind of see another side of them, like a side that's not on their youth night. It's super fun. So we showed a funny video, and then after that we played Dead Cat again. It's almost the end of March, so April is going to be here, and then Dead Cat will hopefully be in the DYM store. But if you don't have a DYM membership, what's wrong? Like, what is it? Is it a cost issue? Because I can help you negotiate with your pastor why it's worth the money it costs. Like, this game alone is worth the money it costs. This game has been super fun. Like, I had all the kids yelling and screaming and, like, on the edge of their seat. And it's just so much fun, dude. Dead Cat is such a fun game. But we keep killing the cat. But we went further this time. I think we went to level 6 and we died. But such a fun game. Then our Fuse host leader, our like service host, came up and talked about camp and hyped it up. And then we played Scattergories. So just like normal game of Scattergories, how you normally play, except we divided our group up into like 6 different teams, co-ed with a leader each. And then we, you know, gave them like 13 categories, and then we gave them a letter, and they had to like figure out a unique word for each one. And it was fun. Like, it's normal Scattergories except in teams, and it was a fun game. And we usually kind of resort to this when we want to play just one game, and it was a blast. The kids loved it. Then we did 3 songs, and actually this was cool because our normal worship guy wasn't there. And in fact, I just found out not too long ago that our worship guy is going to like the Bethel School of Worship in the fall, so he'll be leaving me in a couple months. And so as he's like preparing for that, he wants to make sure the kids are equipped to lead when he's gone. And so we had like an all-student led worship night with no adult leader, and it was great. It was a lot of fun. One of our girls led it, and it was sweet. It was awesome. And then we did 3 songs in that worship set. Only King Forever, Oh Come to the Altar, and In Christ Alone. It was a really cool time. Then I preached, so I'm doing this series. I made it up, and it's called Conversations of the Cross. And so basically my mind is like thinking, I want to talk about 3 major conversations that we can learn from that Jesus had before he died. And so last worship night, youth night, we talked about Judas, and we talked about, you know, when Judas betrayed Jesus with a kiss, and Jesus would tell him, like, you know, why would you do this, and stuff like that. And so we talked about who Judas was and kind of what he can teach us, and basically how we all have the propensity to be like Judas. Like Judas isn't the bad guy that we should, like, he's the villain we should hate. Like, we should see Judas and say, is there something within me that has the propensity or the ability to betray the Son of God, the same way Judas had done. And so we talked about that, and it was a good time. I think small group was meaningful for them to discuss this idea, and it was really silly. I want to actually share this, the way I introduced it, and maybe I'll find an article. I'll find the NPR article about it. I think it was like a Radiolab article. So I opened up my night talking about these goats in the Galapagos Islands that were called Judas goats. And basically the U.S. government put Judas goats on the Galapagos Islands with like these radio transmitters on their necks. So that way, if there was a... Because they're trying to exterminate all these goats that overran the island. And so they're trying to reduce the population from 200,000 goats to about like 2,000 goats. And so they were literally in helicopters sniping goats. It's the craziest story. And so this has nothing to do with youth ministry, but like, if you just want to listen to a crazy story, I'm going to put the link of the Radiolab interview where they talk about this. And it is mind-blowing, the story. Like, the fact that it's real is crazy. But I talked about Judas goats, and that's how I introduced the topic of Judas, is like the idea that the name Judas is associated with betrayal and backstabbing and things like that. And so the U.S. government got goats to find other ghosts so they can snipe them from helicopters. It's the craziest story. And I'll put the link, that link in the description. It's so funny. And then, yeah, we had small groups, and then we dismissed the kids to go home afterwards. But one thing I want to talk about is like, on my mind is in our leader meetings before our youth group. So when youth group starts, the doors open at 6 o'clock, but I have all the leaders show up at 5:30. And for 30 minutes, we kind of go over the order of service and talk about who's doing what and kind of like preparing our stuff, our teams for like the night. But then I do this thing called 5 minutes with Frank. So if this podcast called 15 minutes with Frank, what I do with the kid, with the leaders is called 5 minutes with Frank. And what I do in the 5 minutes with Frank is I kind of like, what I've now moved to is I used to think it'd be more of like a leader training thing, but now I'm moving more towards a devotional thing and like really kind of caring about the soul care of my leaders. And last night specifically, we talked about sin and confessing sin and the necessity of confessing sin. And we kind of really dwelled on the idea of like, you know, it, I wonder if I can pull it up in time, but there was a quote by Bonhoeffer, I think is in a book he had where he talked about, I'm not going to be able to pull up. It was like, basically the quote was like a person who's alone with their sin is utterly alone. Like they're more alone than any other person because all they have is their sin and dwelling on it. But like when a person's able to confess their sin, not only like when they can confess their sin, they are still a sinner, but now a sinner who's able to like be walk away. I'm totally butchering this line, but basically, you have freedom when you confess your sin. Like you're able to actually truly walk in freedom and without bondage because no longer is that sin holding you captive. Dude, I totally butchered that quote. Like that's nowhere near to what it said. But if you like, I think it was like a Gospel Coalition article about confession and that like quote was in there. But anyways, I talked about sin and I talked about like, you know, the like our own propensity to kind of wanting to hide the sin. And then I said, like, we need to be able to, first and foremost, confess our sins to God and confess our sins to one another. So I spent like about 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes maybe in quiet prayer between us and God and just us speaking to God and confessing any kind of sins that we've been harboring or holding on to. And then I read Psalm 51 and I read, you know, David's prayer to God of him like confessing his sin and asking God to wash him clean and how God's faithful to cleanse him and kind of like the heart that God wants from his people. And so, and then after that, I closed in prayer and I think that these have been really helpful times. And so one thing I wanted to kind of paint the picture of is like, when you look at your volunteer leaders, like guys and ladies, like really invest, like when you think of yourself as a youth pastor, you're not just a pastor to students, you're also a pastor to your volunteers. And and if you're not doing that, create that culture because you'll have healthier volunteers who can trust in you for their own soul care. And then they will then be better volunteers with your students. You know what I'm saying? They'll be able to serve and lead your students better. And so I've been trying to be very, very intentional of like pouring into my leaders spiritually and saying like, hey, I'm here for you. I'm your pastor just as much as I am a pastor of the students. Let me walk with you. Let me talk to you. Let me cry with you. Let me bear with you. And so I try to intentionally try to bring up spiritual things, like not even youth ministry, really, just about their own soul right before Fuse. So that way they know that they're loved and cared for and they are being equipped spiritually. So that way they can focus on their task in the ministry. So that's all I got for you today, guys. I am excited about this week coming up. I get to serve this pretty dope Christian school. But again, I would love to connect with you. If you have any questions, hit me up on all my social networks. Find me Facebook, all that stuff. But until next week, guys, God bless you. See you then. Peace. I'm